War is often associated in a lot of scholarly writing with male dominance. And there's no question that there is truth to that interpretation. War is thought of as a male activity, and it's thought of as an activity in which, as societies have become more warlike, they are thought to have become more male dominant. I think that there's some evidence of that when you look at the ethnographic or the historical record worldwide. War is clearly associated with male dominant behaviors in a variety of ways, but war also often opens up social space for women. And that's because if men are warriors, they're off fighting. Society has to keep on going. Economic activities have to keep on being carried out. Families have to keep on living, eating, having food, shelter, or clothing to wear, tools to work with, et cetera, et cetera. The paradox of war, therefore, is that the ideology of war, the images of warfare, the glorification of male warriors leads to a very male-dominated picture of society, but that can be a one-sided picture. The Aztecs glorified warfare, and the male image of warfare in Aztec art reflects that. At the same time, war did open spaces for women in which they had power, had authority, had a lot of responsibility. So I think both things can be true at the same time. You can have a society in which the images are very male-dominated, yet the everyday reality of life is more complicated. And I think that that reflects itself in the historical record, especially in colonial records, in which the absence of men is then exacerbated by the conditions of conquest and the spread of epidemic disease. The documents seem to indicate that women were often left as heads of households and that their power and authority were enhanced to some extent in the early colonial period because of that.